Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Vachim, Perig Yud Dalid Mishnah Gimel. Now we go back to two words that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Mechusar Zman, literally premature, too early. So what did we learn about Mechusar Zman? We learned if your makriv of Mechusar Zman carbon outside your potter. Reb Shimon says he may be potter on karis, but he's still over a loisasei. Because Reb Shimon holds, anything which eventually will be good, just right now it's not good, if you're makriv it outside, there is a loisasei. So what is Mechusar Zman? Zakt the Mishnah, once again, Perik Yud Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Mechusar Zman is bein begufoi bein bivalov. We mentioned this as we were learning the previous Mishnah. Begufoi means sometimes the animal itself didn't reach the eighth day. The Torah says you can't shecht an animal that's less than 8 days old. Bein bivalov, that means that the person bringing the carbon isn't ready. So what's a mashal of this, of someone who's not ready yet to bring the carbon? These are all examples of people that were tamei. In order for them to complete their tahara, they have to bring special karbonis. For example, the yaledes is a woman who gives birth. Now, a lady that gives birth, as you may remember, from the beginning of Parshas Tazria, counts 40 days for a boy and 80 days for a girl. On the 41st day after the birth of a boy, or on day number 81 after she had a girl, she brings a carbon oila and a carbon chatas. The carbon oila is an animal. The chatas is a bird. If she can't afford an animal for the carbon chatas, the animal would be a lamb, she brings another bird as the oila, or let's say the metzaira. The metzaira goes through a very complicated process to become tahar. So 7 day period, on day number 8, he brings 3 karbonis. A karbon asham, a karbon oila, and a karbon chatas. Those are animal karbonis. If he's poor, the oila and the chatas could be birds. But all these people that are tamei and have to bring karbonis have to wait until a certain day, like we just explained. So what is the din if they jumped the gun, so to speak, and they brought the karbon too early? In this case, not only did they bring it too early, they brought it in the wrong place. They brought it outside. Shekrivu chatasam v'ashamam, they were makriv their chatas or asham, again, they're not even ready yet, and they were makriv it b'chutz on the outside. The Zav, the Ziva, the Metzaira brought their carbon before day number 8. The woman who had a baby brought it before the 41st day if she had a boy, or the 81st day if she had a girl. Zakta Mishnah Piturin. As far as their chatas and asham is concerned, they're potter. Why? Because they don't have a chiv yet to bring a chatas or an asham. The time didn't come yet. And you can't donate a chatas or an asham. So the chatas and asham that they brought could have not been brought inside. And if it can't be brought inside, you're not chayv for bringing it outside. However, oyloisein v'shalmein b'chutz, if they brought their carbon oyla or shlamim, again, before the time, outside chayav, and they are chayv. Being that you could be menadev, you could donate a carbon oila and shlamim inside, even when you're not chayiv, to bring a carbon oila or a shlamim. So memela, these karbanis, even though it wasn't time yet for their chayiv to be brought, but they could have been brought inside. Well, any time the carbon would have been kosher inside, you're chayiv for being makriv it outside. Now really, why does the Mishnah say vishalmeyan? None of these people, not the Zav, not the Ziva, the Yeledis, the Metzaira, none of them bring a shlamim. So the Mishnah says, yeah, really there's something missing. You're on the list. It should be Nazir. A Nazir also has to bring a shlamim after a certain time period. If he brought it too early outside, he would be chayav, because again, you could donate a shlamim inside. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Hamayla mipsar chatas, if someone puts up outside things like the meat of a chatas. What are you supposed to do with the meat of a chatas? You're supposed to eat it. Even inside, it doesn't go up on the mizbeach. The kayin is supposed to eat it. Or mipsar asham. Same is true for the meat of a carbon asham. Or mipsar kachay kadishim. Or the basar of other kachay kadishim. What other kachay kadishim are there that the Mishnah could be referring to? It can't be an oila because the meat of an oila is not eaten. The chatas and asham you mentioned. So what other kachay kadishim are there? The answer is, there's one carbon shlamim that is called kachay kadishim. It's the shalnei tzibur on Shavuos. And they also have to be eaten by male Kehanim, just like the Chatas and the Asham, in the Azar. This person went and put it up outside on the Mizbeach, or Mipsar Kadeshim Kalim. Okay, by now you should know the list of Kadeshim Kalim, Shlomim, Toida, Pchar, Maiser, Pesach. All these karbanis, the meat is eaten, not just by Kehanim, but anyone throughout Yerushalayim. He put it up on the Mizbeach outside. Maiser Ha'Omer, or what's left over of the Karban Omer. The Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. And like with most Karban Minchas, besides for Minchas Kehanim, the Kaimitz goes up on the Mizbeach. The rest is supposed to be eaten by the Kehanim. He put it up on the Mizbeach outside. Ushtei Alechem, or the two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuos. They're supposed to be eaten by Kehanim. He put them up on the Mizbeach outside. But Lechem upon him. Sure, you know that every Shabbos, 12 Chalais, 12 loaves of bread were organized on the Shulchan, and they were eaten by the Kehanim the next Shabbos, like we explained earlier. He put it up outside. Rishiyari Menachis, or the remainder of Mincha Karbanais, after the Kaimitz has been separated. The Kaimitz goes up on the Mizbeach. The rest is supposed to be eaten by the Kehanim. He puts it up outside. Vaiter Zakta Mishnah, HaYoytzik HaBoyuel. Yoytzik means to pour, boil means to mix. So this person is pouring the oil on a Mincha Karban, where he mixed the oil with the flour. He does it outside. Hapoises, someone who breaks the baked or fried mincha into pieces, like the pasuk says you're supposed to do, but he does it outside. Hamoleach, he salts the carbon. Everything that went up on the mizbeach had to be salted. Hamenef, he waves it. Some carbonates require tenufa, they have to be waved back and forth. Hamagish, he brings it near a mizbeach. But he brings it near an outside Mizbeach. But he does l'shem. Oh, this is the mitzvah of bringing it near the Mizbeach. Hamasader as a shulchan. So we already said every Shabbos, you have the 12 chalais that were arranged on the shulchan. He sets it upon a shulchan. Outside. V'ameitav as an eris. Or he prepares the lamps of the menorah. That includes cleaning the ashes from last night, filling up the cups with new oils and wicks. So apparently they took the menorah outside, and that's where he did it. The hakoimetz, like we said, removing the koimetz, the fistful, and has to be burnt on the mizbeach. The hamakabel damim, he receives the blood of a carbon in his keli. All these things he did bachutz, outside, and the halach in regard to all these things is potter. Now, there's two reasons that it could be potter. In some of the cases, it's because this was never meant to go up on a mizbeach. It's supposed to be eaten. That's the reason he's potter for putting up the basra of achata, sasham, kachay kadashim, kadashim kalim, as well as some of the other things listed in the mission. If it's supposed to be eaten, you're not chayav for putting it up on a mizbeach. In regard to the other avodas listed over here, the pouring of the oil in the mincha and so on, the reason he's potter is because the pasuk says, who's chayav? Someone who completes the avodah outside. And none of these things are completing an avodah. None of them is the last step of the avodah. So let me ask you, what about putting the bread onto the shulchan? Isn't that the last step? And the answer is no. Because you still have to have the shnei bezichei levoina, the two spoons of levoina that are burnt on the mizbeach. Well, what about cleaning the neiras? No, you still have to light it. And the blood that's received still has to be put on the mizbeach. That's the reason that he wouldn't be chai for doing these things outside, because it's not the end of the avoida. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, ein chayav an olav. One would not be chai for doing these things. Let's say the problem is not that he did it outside. Let's say the problem is he's not a kohen and he did it. Now, normally, someone who's not a kohen and he does the avoda, he could be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. But that's only when he completes the avoda, not these things. Or if he was tummy while he was doing it, he wouldn't be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Or let's say he is a kohen, but he wasn't wearing the proper big day kohuna. Normally, it would be chayv misa b'dei shemayim, but not for these things, because it's not the Gemara Avoda. And one more item on the list, v'loy mishum rechutz yedayim v'raglayim, a kohen who does the Avoda without washing his hands and feet, could also be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Like the pasuk says, v'rachutzu yedayim v'raglayim v'loy musu. It's a right that if they don't wash their hands and feet, there would be chayv misa b'dei shemayim, but not for these things listed in the Mishnah, because again, it would have to be a Gemar hu Avoda finishing off the Avoda. Okay, so let's see what we learned in Mishnah Gimel. We learned you're not chayav for putting something up outside of its mechusar's man. That could be begufay, that it's not 8 days old yet. Or it could be different types of people that are tamei, who have to bring a karban chatas or asham, let's say, at the end of their period of the tahara process. Like the lady who had the baby on the 41st day after a boy, or the 81st day after a girl. And they brought it too early, but they brought it outside. So they're potter, because you can't bring this karban inside. A chatas and asham, unless you're mechuyev to bring it, you can't bring it. There is no nedava for chatas and asham. On the other hand, if it's a karban oiler or shlamim that they brought outside, they would be chayev, because even though it wasn't their time yet to bring the karban, but it's still fit to be brought inside, because you could donate an oiler or a shlamim even when you're not chayev. Then we said if you put up things outside that are supposed to be eaten, like the basar of a chatas, asham, the kivsei atzeres, kadashim kalim, what's left over from the karban of Omer, that's the karban of Bali that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the shtei lechem ha-shvuas, the lechem ha-panim, it's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, regular menachis, after you separate the kmitza, all these things are supposed to be eaten. If he puts it up on a mizbeach outside, he's not chayiv. And then there are things that are part of the avodah, but it's not the end of the avodah, like pouring the oil, mixing, the breaking of the pieces of mincha into pieces, tnufa, approaching the mizbeach, in this case he's approaching the outside of the mizbeach, organizing the table, cleaning the neiros, kmitza, receiving the blood, all these things. If he does it outside, he is potter, because it's not the gemar hu avayda. The chiyuv is only for finishing off the avayda. And for that same reason, these things, we're back inside the azar, but let's say he's not a kayan, or he was tamei, or he's a kayan, he wasn't wearing the mechusar begadim, or he didn't wash his hands, all these things normally, there would be a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim for, but that's only if he finishes the avayda with one of these problems. For these things that he did, there is no chiyuv.